Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 705 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Paul.
Hi, Pat. This is Paul Johnson, and I've recently launched a podcast called The God Zone Show. And like you, I use SpeakPipe to generate questions to be played and answered on the show, and I'm looking to increase listener participation in using the SpeakPipe. And so I was wondering, what volume of website traffic have you found needed to generate enough questions for a weekly show, and how can I increase my listener participation in my SpeakPipe to achieve that? Thanks so much.
Hey, Paul, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Congrats on the new podcast. And I'm really excited to hear that you're using SpeakPipe to collect voicemail questions so we could hear voices just like we just heard yours. And I would recommend a lot of people try to do this because it's a really great way to engage your audience and get them to know that you're listening to them, but also hear from people just like them too. That's why I think a lot of people like Ask Pat. So I'm very encouraged here. But in the very beginning, it's going to be hard to get people to ask questions because, especially in various niches, it might be sort of a security barrier or people might just not feel comfortable sharing what they need to share on air. You can mention some things beforehand that might make them feel more comfortable. For example, you can leave an anonymous voicemail. Don't leave your name, and people might feel more comfortable with that. Or you can actually, if you wanted to start out, you can answer questions via email, but it would be your voice asking the questions, on behalf of the person asking it via email, which is a little bit, people are going to be a little bit more comfortable with that at first. And then you can start getting into voicemails after that. Once you have a bank of questions, the show becomes a little bit more popular. Because if you only have, 50 to 100 listeners, it's going to be hard to get even a couple people to leave voicemail questions. But once you get into the thousands, you're going to find yourself getting a couple voicemail questions here and there, and it just kind of grows exponentially. Now, for me, I do one thing in particular that helps people, or I think incentivizes people, and that's exactly what it is. I incentivize them to come on the show, and I do that in a couple of ways. First of all, I allow people, if they choose to, some people choose to remain anonymous, but some people choose to mention their name and their website, and that way they get a little bit of exposure here, and you can mention that too if you'd like, if that's something that your followers might benefit from if they have websites. It might not matter for some niches. And then I also incentivize by saying, every person who gets featured here on the show gets an Ask Pat t-shirt. You don't have to use t-shirts. You could use something else, or maybe a personal email from you, or X minutes of your time to run something by you or whatever. You can incentivize them with things other than t-shirts. The t-shirt I just felt was a cool idea. I'm getting sponsorship money. I wanted to use a little bit of that to give back to all of you. And of course, Paul, you're going to get a t-shirt after this show as well. And yeah, so incentivize in some way and make sure you continue to ask. Within every episode, make sure you ask, just like I do at the end of Ask Pat. I mean, you'll hear it in just a moment, but I always ask people to come to askpat.com and hit the red record button. And it's very easy. I think you just have to get people to know that it's easy, and it's also, it doesn't have to be the best sound quality in the world. I think once you help people overcome those barriers in their heads, they're going to be more likely to leave questions. And just always mention how much you appreciate it too. So you could start with the emails. It might be more simple. You can even get questions on social media. That might even be more simple. But then you can kind of upgrade to the voicemails from there. And you know, I think it's just going to take a little bit of time, Paul, especially now that you've just started out. But that's what you can do. You can incentivize. You could even put together I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, you could put together a PDF guide or something where everybody who submits a question gets the PDF guide. And you know what's cool about SpeakPipe is you also collect people's email addresses, so you'd be able to potentially, if you were honest about this, you could export those emails and they would be on your list at the same time. There isn't something that I believe at this current in time, this current moment in time, automatically subscribes SpeakPipe voicemail questions to an email list like on ConvertKit or AWeber or Infusionsoft. That could be a tool that could be come handy in the future. But for now, you know, you can do that manually if again, you're honest with that. And that could be a cool way for you to follow up with all those people and also give them a gift at the same time and start to collect a pool of questions that you could use for the show. So, Paul, thank you so much. I really appreciate the question, and I want to send you, like I said earlier, an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you, and here's a quote to finish off the day, as always, and this one is from Napoleon Hill. He says, "A goal is a dream with a deadline." Are you creating your deadlines for your dreams? Do it. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.